Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to r/Petty Revenge, my favorite subreddit, guys, because a lot of the times the revenges are harmless and funny, and you can actually learn a thing or two from them to use on others. I'm kidding, don't use them on others. Guys, in this episode, you're going to hear four stories. The first two stories are about how people dealt with aggressive tailgaters. The third story is how OP deals with an insulting airplane passenger. And the last one involves a spaghetti bowl and a giant mess. I hope you guys stay for the stories today. I hope you have a few laughs. And please hit that subscribe button for future videos. Let's get into it. This first story is titled, I am going 10 over and you're still tailgating me. Here, let me show you something. So, I'm driving to work a few months ago and getting close. I have two turns remaining until I turn into the building. It's just a few blocks away. All side streets, no highways involved. The guy behind me is in a black BMW and he's on my ass the whole time. I see him checking his phone, then making angry faces at me and getting closer and closer. I speed up a bit, thinking it might calm him down. I'm going 5 over. Nope. I make the first turn, and I'm now on the street where my building is, maybe 600 yards up ahead. The guy is still behind me, driving inches from behind me and obviously pissed that I'm still going the speed limit. So I speed up a bit and see that he does the same. So I drive an 8-year-old Toyota truck. It's not one of the big huge ones, but not one of the small ones. I do have all-terrain tires, and I certainly have driven through pastures, over rocks, popped a curb or even 10 in my time. My suspension's in good shape, and I have no problem treating my decade-old truck like a truck. Well, as I get closer to my building, there's a large speed bump in the street. Like, fairly large. Effectively, to get people to slow down as they approach the parking garage entrance. I look back and see that he's still riding my bumper. I remember thinking to myself that I need to slow down for the speed bump. And looking back, I was thinking that if I hit my brakes, this guy's definitely gonna hit me going as fast as he is, and as close as he is. The plan takes shape in my mind, and I speed up. I'm doing about 45 when I hit that speed bump, and yeehaw, my truck catches some good air. And I did a bit of a jump and land, never once touching my brakes, didn't even tap them. I gave him zero warning for what was about to happen. I'm watching my rearview window intensely during this because I wanted to see his reaction. He was cradling his cell phone between his ear and shoulder when he hit. His hood bucked up behind me and slams into the ground. I see him go flying out of his seat straight up. He slams his head on the roof of his BMW and his head rolls sideways from the impact. Then he slams back into his seat violently. He has an oh my god, what was that look on his face as he grabs the wheel with both hands to recover. And yes, he slowed right down after that. This story is titled, Cut Off and Vaguely Threaten My Wife? Enjoy 5 years of being slightly delayed from going home. 5 years ago, my wife and I started new jobs in a new city, right down the road from each other's offices, employed with the same government agency. Our schedules were roughly similar for several months before she went to a night shift. So we would occasionally encounter the same people or vehicles in our commute. The commute consisted mostly of two-lane roads with no passing. One day, my wife gets cut off by a fancy black sports car with a vanity plate. Let's say, Dick Law. He had been tailgating her for nearly 10 minutes already, and she had the nerve to only go 5 miles per hour over the speed limit on a busy downtown road. So the moment he could, he cut into the other lane and passed her. giving her maybe only a foot or two of space after doing so, and forcing her to hit the brakes in response. She honked her horn at him justifiably in response. To her surprise, he stopped his car in front of her. He gets out of his vehicle and is an older balding male in a fancy tailored suit. He starts marching towards my wife's car, shouting and ranting with his fists balled up, and he hit her car a couple of times. Thankfully, it didn't get worse, because my wife stayed in her car and already had her phone out to call 911. Incidentally, that's also her place of employment at the time, and she was wearing a uniform which bears a bit of resemblance to a sworn officer's uniform. Dick Law apparently notices all this after putting a crack in her windshield, and immediately heads back to his car and drives off. About a month later, my wife ends up having to talk to Internal Affairs. A prominent member of the legal community made an official complaint against her for reckless driving and aggressive behavior. Internal Affairs, thankfully, is run by some awesome people, and we had the physical damage to her vehicle that we photographed, a partial recording of his shouting from the 911 call, and the responding officer's report. The complaint was dismissed as unfounded. Due to Dick Law's prominent status as an attorney for almost 30 years, nothing more could come of it legally. My wife moved to night shifts, and my own schedule adjusted slightly, and I was working a typical 9-to-5, heading from an office along mostly the same route that my wife followed. Lo and behold, I soon discovered that with adjusted hours, I was leaving the same parking garage as Dick Law every day of the week at the same time. For the past nearly 5 years, I waited for him almost every day of the week, and made sure to drive home in front of him at the exact speed limit. This easily extended his commute home by 5 to 10 minutes each day, depending on how much other traffic there was on the road. He tried tailgating me, flashing his high beams, honking, and I was relentless. Soon after, he changed his hours that he was at the office to escape the delay in getting home, but thanks to an accomplice at his office, I've never had the problem learning his schedule or what vehicle he was driving when he sold his old one. During the times I would take a vacation, I had comrades from my department take up the mantle of driving slowly home to inconvenience this guy. I've gone through 3 cars in the ensuing time frame, but he never seemed to want to make confrontation out of it. As of 3 months ago, I moved to a new office, and Dick Law retired shortly after. The saga has ended, and I can only assume that he's off to enjoy a retirement of kicking babies or whatever it is lawyers do in their free time. It was a good run, and would always fill me with a satisfaction at the end of each day, no matter how much crap I may have faced. Now this has got to be one of the most petty revenges that I've ever read on here. OP freaking did that for 5 years, guys. The dedication to being petty towards that man is legendary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This next story is titled, "You Want to Slightly Insult Me? I'll Slightly Ruin Your Flight." This is something I'm surprisingly proud of, and easily the most petty thing I've done in my life. About a year ago, I was on a domestic flight. I was seated towards the front of the flight and lined up to board when they called for my group. I saw I had a window seat, and as I saw where I was sitting, I noticed an older woman in the aisle seat of my row, and who I learned to be her daughter, maybe late 40s, in the middle seat. I let them know that I was sitting next to the window and apologized for making them get up so I could sit down. The older lady didn't seem to understand what I was saying at first, and she just kept smiling at me until her daughter told her to get up because they have to let me pass them. The older woman got up and told me not to worry about it, but her daughter seemed extremely annoyed when she told her to move for me. I didn't mind at all and apologized once more for being too big to fit past them without having to get up. And once again, the older lady gave me a big smile and told me not to worry about it. Unfortunately, the daughter was nowhere near as happy as her mother. This is the point where the daughter started to fire off comments to her mother that were directed at me. She's pissed off at the fact that since I have a window seat, that I should have been on the plane before them, so they didn't have such a hassle to get back up after they were already seated, etc. Her mother didn't seem to pay her any mind. I just ignored her tirade. I did feel guilty that I made them get up for me. When the daughter saw her mother was ignoring her, she started to look for anyone around us that she could complain about me to. She even asked the flight attendant for a glass of wine because this silly moron next to her had stressed her out. I put my headphones in and occasionally would pause the movie I was watching on my phone to check if she was still complaining about me. Now, I usually have to put up with comments and slight insults for work, and I've been called a lot worse before, and honestly, being called a silly moron is more humorous than anything, so I was just gonna let it slide. That's when I noticed, as we reached flying altitude, that she was trying to see out the window to look down on the city where we were leaving. Immediately, I hunched myself forward to block her from seeing out the window, and kept watching my movie. Initially, I planned to block the window for about 20 to 30 minutes, but 20 became 30, 30 became 45, and I thought, what the hell? I'm just gonna fully commit to hunching in front of the window for the entire flight. I saw her getting annoyed, but I blasted my volume, held my pee in, and skipped the mid-flight snack and drinks, and continued to block the window until we landed. It was definitely worth it. I need to address the part where OP says he apologized for being too big to squeeze past them. Guys, I don't even think a little kid can squeeze past two occupied seats to get to the window seat. Also, he didn't need to hold his pee. At cruising altitude, all you pretty much get to see is a sky with clouds. And everybody knows that's super interesting. This next story is titled, Builders Dump Stuff in Front of My Office Door. Builder's Lunch Now Paints the Walls. I work alone in a small office, in a public building that's undergoing some renovations while it's closed to the public. There is an office space in front of my office that's usually unoccupied. Think of an office space with the manager's office attached at the end, and I just rent the manager's office. Building managers were supposed to notify us if they ever intended to rent out the space in front of my office so we could build a temporary wall or something so that I didn't need to walk through someone else's office to get to mine. But I guess they thought they didn't need to do this because the builders are only there temporarily. So now this space is occupied by site office for construction. I am slightly annoyed at the building management for not notifying me of this, but I'm way more annoyed at the builders because the space has turned into a dumping ground. To get to my office, I have to walk past light fixtures, tool bags, random chairs in the walkway, and a toilet bowl. And I also have to listen to builders talking nonsense, while 12 of them sit in a room fit for 5 having lunch. It's like a teenager's bedroom, but instead of clothes and stale socks, the floor is covered in building materials and tools. I ask them to keep it clear, as it's the walkway to my office and not a storeroom. And they say sure, but they basically roll their eyes at me, they laugh, and they do nothing. So I took some pictures of the mess and reported it to the building management, and 1 week later, they tidied up slightly and gave me a sassy, we cleaned up a bit around here for you, mate. No need to thank us, as I walked in that morning. A few hours later, it was almost worse than it was before, to the point where I couldn't leave my office without moving 4 boxes of supplies that were put directly in front of the door. I also hear them whispering about how I'm such a bitch. Cut to today. I go to step out to get a coffee, and before I open the door, I look through the window of the door to see someone's half-eaten spaghetti sitting on the floor right in front of my doorway. I lose my composure for a moment and say, screw it. I open the door and purposely trip on the bowl of spaghetti, causing it to spray all over the room and the 2 builders in the room. Spaghetti gets on everything. Sauce on their computers, noodles in the toilet bowl. It's in the carpet, and most impressively, all over the builders. They start to shout at me, but I get just as mad saying, "Who the hell puts a bowl of spaghetti on the floor in front of a door?" I kind of snapped at this point, which is very out of character for me. I told them that this is an office, not a storeroom, and you're worse than my teenage nephew. And I told him to clean up, or I'll start kicking everything aside that's in the path, delicate or not. They sheepishly say yes, and I go get my coffee. When I return, no one's in the office and the mess is still on everything. But I don't care at this point and retreat into my office and focus on work. Fast forward a few hours later, and I get an email from the building management. I crack a huge smile as I read an email basically saying that the builders reported your local conduct and had us come inspect the damage. However, we noticed the unacceptable amounts of mess in the office that had not been cleared up from the last time we asked them to, and they admitted that the food was placed on the floor in front of the doorway, so we expect them to clean up the mess, to pay for the cleaning, and to place no blame on you in this case. If the mess comes back, call us directly, as they're on their last warning from a few other incidents in the building. It was a longer and more official email, but you get the point. So now, I'm occasionally looking through the window on the door while the builders crawl around on their hands and knees, scrubbing spaghetti out of the carpet. I'm not proud of losing my cool and handling things the way I did, but I won't deny that it worked, and it felt really good. I hope they didn't decide to retaliate after that petty revenge. Who the heck leaves a bowl of spaghetti in front of a doorway? It's almost as if they wanted OP to step in it, but their plan backfired. Guys, and that wraps up another episode of r/Petty Revenge. If you guys missed the last episode of Petty Revenge and want to hear more, click the video right here. If you're feeling a little more than petty, this pro-revenge video is of OP getting back at a coworker who framed him by stealing a $5,000 ring. I hope you guys got your revenge fix for the day, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.